Che ne bana, che ne bana.
Nishi mesh!
Kishi bama dwesen, kishi bama dwesen, maji bai wen, maji bai wen.
Okay, go for it.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lolly, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop, 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 oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. Ba-dum, boom, boom.
Daughter died in the blaze. Liette Trepinière, 26 years old, and her three-year-old daughter Vicky died in their home at 221 Laval Street in Hull. Hull Fire Inspector Raymond Dubuc said the mother and daughter were found in a bathtub in a second-story bedroom. He said that it appeared the mother was trying to save their lives by taking refuge in the tub. The fire is believed to have started on the first floor. In Lockerbie, Scotland, investigators have little hope of finding the missing bodies of 28 people killed when Pan Am Flight 103 was destroyed over Scotland. Police said investigators fear little or nothing remains of 22 passengers and 8 residents, and their bodies will never be found. The head of the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration in London called for tighter security for all U.S. flights in Europe and the Middle East. A government prosecutor in West Germany said a bomb was in the forward luggage compartment that contained baggage loaded both in Frankfurt, West Germany, and London. An advisor to PLO chief Yasser Arafat said on British television that investigators should not expect too much help from the group in tracking down the bombers. Khaled Hassan said the Palestine Liberation Organization is willing to help in the investigations, but he said FBI Director William Sessions was mistaken when he asserted Sunday that Arafat was a wealth of information to give to the investigation for the December 21st crash in which it killed 270 people. Washington. U.S. administration officials said Tuesday that they believe that Libya had moved chemicals needed for the production of poison gas away from storage sites near a major chemical plant. An administration official said the Libyans had cleaned up the plant in Repta, 40 miles south of Tripoli, which the Reagan administration asserts is being built for the production of chemical weapons. Administration's officials said the Libyans had stockpiled large amounts of industrial chemicals needed for the manufacture of chemical weapons at the site. Libya denies that the plant is intended to produce weapons. American officials said removal of the chemicals appeared to be part of strategy by the Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan leader, to refute American claims. They said the action might have been carried out in preparation for an inspection visit, coinciding with an international conference on chemical weapons this month. U.S. intelligence agency says toxic chemicals leaked accidentally from the facility during an apparent test by Libyan authorities last summer of their ability to run the plant alone, according to State Department and congressional sources. The alleged accident helped convince the Reagan administration that if all Western firms and technicians and their involvement and in the project, there is still time to prevent Libya from running the plant on its own. And now we will turn to sports. Ottawa Rough Riders scout Frank Clare was fired Tuesday. He got the news in a letter from Ryder President Hap Nichols that began, "I hope Santa was good to you." Nichols asked about Clare's health, and then he went on to say the Riders were restructuring and looking at amounts of industrial chemicals needed for the manufacture of chemical weapons at the site. Libya denies that the plant is intended to produce weapons. American officials said removal of the chemicals appeared to be part of the strategy by Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan leader, to refute American claims. They said the action might have been carried out in preparation for an inspection visit coinciding with an international conference on chemical weapons this month. U.S. intelligence agencies say toxic chemicals leaked accidentally from the facility during an apparent test by Libyan authorities last summer of their ability to run the plant alone. According to State Department and congressional sources, the alleged accident helped convince the Reagan administration that if all Western firms and technicians end their involvement in the project, there is still time to prevent Libya from running the plant on its own, the source said. Little else is known about the report accident or whether any casualties resulted, but it is thought to have delayed Libya's ability to begin full production. Now turning to sports, in the football news we have Ottawa Rough Riders scout Frank Clare was fired Tuesday. He got the news in a letter from Rider President Hap Nichols that began, "I hope Santa was good to you." Nichols asked about Clare's health and then went on to say the Riders were restructuring and looking their scouting and recruiting system. Clare's service no longer should be required. Clare, 71, was employed by the Riders as a scout for $1,000 a month. And in the NHL scores, Philadelphia Flyers outscored New York Islanders with a score of Flyers 4 and Islanders 1. Calgary Flames came out number 1 against Quebec Nordiques with a score of the Flames 5 and Nordiques 1. And tonight's games, Hartford at Buffalo, Quebec at Edmonton, Washington at New York Rangers, St. Louis at Detroit, Vancouver at Winnipeg. And back to Eleanor with CKWE's weather forecast.